Okay, so this is lesson number 499 called Dynamic Spread. And today is February 1st, 2017.
Yes, it is.
No, beautiful day here in Park City. Okay, so in standing, I'm going to have you take a step forward with your right foot. Right, so your legs are staggered. Okay? And you're going to shift, because we've been working with this last couple lessons of walking, right? We do this shift of your weight going forward, and what we've been focusing on is that what happens in the leg that's behind you, the left leg, right? How the glutes get involved, there's extension in your back, you feel it in your back. But the thing I'd like you to focus on that this lesson is going to go into, as well as your toes, right? So we often call this the runner's position, right? Your heel becomes lifted, and there's a sense of pushing. And if you do push, it brings you even more loaded onto the right leg, almost as if you might fall forward, right? So if you were to fall forward, right, this would initiate with the left leg to take a step. In a way, the step catches you, right? And then you're still even now on both feet, right? But now you're going to do that same idea. You're going to start to bring your weight onto the left leg. And the way that you do that is now with the right leg, the heel lifts and you come onto those toes. Right? And again, there's this last little push. When you really push with those toes, you feel you're leaning so far forward that you bring the right leg forward to catch you from falling. Okay? And then again, now with the left leg, you lift the heel, you come comfortably onto the toes, and that's when you feel solid on the right leg. But you do that extra little push. So you rock through the toes, and then the leg comes forward, and it lands. We're getting the idea of walking. So what's so important, I have an article at home, this push through the toes, right? And one of the things you can do is rock back and forth. So you can push on those right toes and then go back and drop the heel. And this is what you're going to do on the floor. This is one of the things you can work on, right? So this is why pushing through these toes is critical. So this three-page article is about this researcher that hooked people up to electrodes, right? And what they looked at is that this push right here is what instigates the hamstring, the glute, those muscles to fire. If you don't go onto the toes, so if you go back where the heel's down, you never get into the back of your leg. You're still in your quad. You have to come, so there's signals that happen from the big toe to your brain to tell the firing of your glutes. Hence, in this country, where we don't have really good glutes and butt, means people are shuffling a lot. They're moving their foot flat-footed and just walking like this. They're not really pushing through like they should. Are we getting that? So, I mean, this is, I've never really gone through walking with you guys, and I thought it would be really good over this whole spring time, winter, spring, to bring this, you know, for you really to examine what does it mean to walk. So, again, a really key place, right, is once you push, right, you feel that last little push when you push so much with the toes. Literally, the leg falls forward. It catches you. And then the other leg comes to that place. Right? There's a lot of balance. And then you push, and the leg comes to catch you. Now, as you do this, and I'll get to your question, notice how erect you are. Your posture. Right? You're not bent over. You can't do this bent over. Right? Right? It's literally impossible. So Bonnie had a question, then we'll go to the floor.
I'm just wondering, because your shoes and boots are so restrictive.
Excellent thing to bring up. Yes and no, okay? So you can always do this in any, like sneakers for sure, even hiking boots. This is why so many boots have arch support now. It's really where your mind is. You know, it's just thinking that the heel lifts. You'll feel it. Now, where you cannot do this is ski boots. Skate skis and ski boots, you can't, okay? You also don't do this a lot on a spin bike when you're hooked in, right? So there are places. Tennis, another place. Tennis is so much lateral shifting. That's why tennis players have knee issues. It blows out their knees because they're, right? They're not doing this, right? Hence, they don't need glutes and they don't work their glutes and hamstrings. That's why hiking and walking, I can't tell you enough about how important walking is. This is the first fall that my walking, fall and winter, I haven't been doing walking and I just started it again. And I'm like, okay, this is just stupid. It's because my dog not being able to walk Lola. But I've been now getting up and taking myself for a walk again and it just, everything is lubricated and better. You know, I went for a walk for over an hour before I went skiing yesterday, and it just made all the difference in the world. It opens the hips. It starts to fire all the muscles. Yeah, so one of the things you're doing, and we'll go to the floor, Barb, while you're having a little trouble, is you tend to take too narrow of a step.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've got a wider hip base. And this is a big problem for a lot of women because we, you know, it's called the Q angle. So if you have wider hips, right, you need to take a wider step, right? But you're stepping like this and so you're like, whoa, that's called the Q angle. You step like this and there's too big of an angle here. Yeah, just there. Look at how much easier that is. Yeah. Men don't have that issue at all. Okay, let's come back to it after we go on the floor. So let's lie in the back. You guys did well with that. So start on your back and let's sense how you're feeling on your back today, your shoulders, your butt, your four points. How your legs feel now. But Bonnie, you brought up a really good point about shoes. You know, but most shoes, if you just think about it, it will happen. But like high heels, ain't gonna happen, right? The other difficult shoes that men wear a lot are flip-flops because you're gripping with your toes. Those are one of the worst shoes in the world to wear, right? It's just better to put on a sneaker. Right, Lynn? I got her into, you know, something, right? That just, yeah, that has you move through your foot accurately. Even being barefoot is better than flip-flops are like, I only use those around a swimming pool pretty much. And go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left and feel how that feels this morning. Good. So let's start with bending your knees and bringing your feet up to a standing position. So very much like Barb, you just figured out in walking, this good standing position when you're lying on your back is reflective, right? So if you have a wider pelvis and hips, your feet are a little bit wider because they're lined up with your butt cheeks, right? You don't put your feet glued together. So your heels are lined up with your butt cheeks, okay? Right? Okay. So let's start with the right foot. And think about that you're going to slide your right foot closer to your right buttocks. And as you do that, like the right heel is going to lift up and you're going to come onto the toes. That's it. And then lower it down and slide it a little bit back again. And try to do this without making a big adjustment in your pelvis. There you go. So you come up onto the toes, the heel lifts, right? So as you do this, right, so this is one of the movements that you can come back to if it's getting too challenging on your knees. So what's important is when you come onto the toes is really focus on that big toe, right? So Barb, feel how you're rolling out on your ankle, right? So that's what most of us want to do, and we avoid the bending of the big toe, right? Really bring weight through that big toe. That guy is your best friend. For the rest of your life, treat him well, because he's the one that helps you with walking. Same with you, Bonnie. You feel how you want to go out a little bit? And for some of us, our toes have become so decrepit that we've lost that ability to really bend through our toes. Right? Really? Huh?
They're cramping.
They're cramping? Make them cramp. Yeah, no, I mean, sometimes you need to kind of work through something. That's why I wanted to give you some baby steps here, right? Where what's good about what you're doing right now is it's something that you introduce and can come out of, right? It's not threatening, like I'm not putting you in a position where, oh my gosh, it's too much pressure at once. Okay, pause with the right foot, and you're gonna try the same thing with the left foot. So you just slide it back, heel comes up, and you focus on bringing the weight evenly onto the toes. So Barb, big difference. That leg, that foot's much better. You can bend on that big toe, can't you? Those metatarsals look more bendable. Think of this, Lynn, think about your knee coming up towards the ceiling so you can lift the leg. Yeah, I know. There you go. Okay, now try both feet at the same time. Beautiful. That's it, Bonnie. Get those heels up. Bonnie didn't wear enough high heels when she was younger. I said Bonnie didn't wear enough high heels when she was younger. I'm teasing you.
I never did.
She never did. See, what a good guess I had. Okay, let your legs relax. Lengthen them. There is something good about a high heel. Okay, so from here, let's roll over onto your stomach. Let's give you another way to work with this. So once you're on your stomach, you're gonna bend your knees and bring your heels up towards the ceiling, right? Okay, so this is another way that you can start with this, and then we'll go to having the legs long. So start to think of bending your right foot first, and then we'll go to the left, right? That's it. So you bend the right foot, pull the toes down, let the heel move towards the ceiling. Then you try your left foot. You do one foot and then you do the other, right? So sometimes it's really useful, if not all the time it's really useful, to do a movement in space. Excellent. Now from here, go ahead and lengthen the legs so you're on the top of the feet. And we've talked about this before, that just even being on the top of the feet, right, that opens the front of the ankle, which also makes this eventually, this movement easier. The ankle's got to be flexible. So let's start with the right foot again. Let's tuck the right toes under in this position. Right, there you go. So as Barb's doing really nicely, you can just think of sliding the toes up and curling them under. Beautiful, Bonnie. And really bending the toes, right? They're called the metatarsals. So you're technically not on the toes at all. You're on where the bones intersect, right? The metatarsals. So you're really on the ball of the foot. And you can push into the floor like that and your knee will pop up. That's it, Barb. And get that right, keep that heel, yeah. So this is an excellent way and an excellent position to encourage this to start happening. Change your walking, change your life. Beautiful. Let's go to the left foot. And it's just great to compare, right? So this is probably the easiest next to being on your back where you can encourage this movement to happen. And it's so important for engaging your hamstrings, your glutes, the whole backside of your leg. And then you can alternate, and then you can even try both legs at the same time. Make sure you're breathing. Excellent. And now just let your feet go, rest on the top of them. Again, this is a very important position too, where the top of the ankle opens up. Okay, so from here, and Lynn, you can kind of look at me and watch, right? You're gonna come onto your hands and knees. And then, Lynn, quickly, you know, you can take this knee up if you want, the right knee, like I'm doing, mainly be on your left knee. So you can start in this position, okay? So with the left foot, you're going to tuck those toes under, okay? And now you're going to bring your right leg out to the side, comfortably, okay? So you should start to feel this in your groin, inner and here, right? Okay, and using your hands and balance, think of starting to take your pelvis back towards the left heel. Right? You just slowly go back, and then you come up again. So you can bend your right knee. This leg doesn't have to be fully straight. Right? What's important, that's it, Bonnie, is you want to come back. And the only person who can't do this is somebody that's had knee surgery. Okay, so then you don't push it. So you want to think of your butt cheek and your heel coming close together. And then you come up again. Right? And again, with the other legs, Eve, if you look in the side mirror with me, my knee's bent. You don't have to keep this leg straight, right? We're not trying to do gymnastics here, right? This is creating a lot of opening in your hip flexor. You doing good, okay, Bonnie? Mm-hmm. Lynn, you okay? So use your hands more. Really load on your hands, okay? So don't put all the weight in your knee. You know, walk your hands back and help. Okay, now, and ignore this, Lynn. I know this you can't do. So everybody else, you're going to put the right knee down. You're going to tuck the right toes. Now I explained to Lynn, you're going to bring your left leg out, okay? Now this is the side that I can't do. So I told her, aren't you guys glad to know that there's a lesson Sharon can't do? And it's because of what they did with my knee, right? So I can only go back a little bit like this. That's as far as I can go, okay? But if this is the starting position, if you look in the side mirror, this is the starting, this is how far I can go. And that's okay. And I'm using my hands so that I don't put a lot of pressure on that knee. Okay? Everybody else should be able to go further unless you've had a knee replacement or work. Excellent. Okay, let's go back to your tummy. Let's lie on your stomach. Lynn, can you go on your tummy? Is that okay?
Yes.
Breathe. Don't be discouraged, Lynn. So when there's, you know, a lesson that we do and there's some restriction, you look for there is always something in the lesson that you can do, and we work from there, right? And it's real important, don't get discouraged, because there are certain things that I talked to Lynn about that, you know, I just will never be able to do this, and that's okay. But there's a little piece that I can do. So let's go back to tucking the toes under. Once you do that, pop the knees up and drive the heels back. So let's stretch out those calves a little bit and then let it all go and do it again. Right? So you first flip the toes over, heels are up, and then drive the heels back, knees pop up, and you lengthen the whole back of the leg. And Lynn, this would be something that would greatly help the cramping that you get, especially with the spin bike. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's it, Corinne. That's it, Bonnie. Right, so the more that you can bend through these toes, I will promise you the cramping in your calves and feet will disappear. Excellent. Okay, let that go. And we're gonna come up again. We're gonna come onto all fours, and then quickly, you're gonna tuck the left toes under. And here's another position, Lynn, I want you to try. And all of you guys can try this, but see how this right leg, it's just hanging out here. So I'm not really kneeling on it. The bulk of my weight is here. Oh, right, well, no, just reverse it to what I'm saying, okay? Right, so that's what I meant. Yeah, there you go. Okay, tuck the toes under. So she's doing the other leg, okay? So you can have this leg down or this leg up. Okay, again, walk back. Now you're gonna add in a little new variation here, that as you go back to sit, you're gonna let the knee come up. Oh, yes. Really feels good in your back. So Barb, yeah, let that knee come up. So now you know why it's so important, the tucking of the toes, right? So this right leg, Lynn, you're the opposite left leg, right? Just let it flop around here. This is what I played with on my own with this lesson. It's bringing the knee up, and if this is hard, that tells you how tight you are in the hip flexors, right? Your chest is right there with your knee. Remember when we did the washing the face, right? This is bringing back memories of getting that hip open. So you roll through your foot, butt sits on the heel, so tremendous bending in your left foot. For you, Lynn, the right foot. Okay, let's come back. We're gonna all switch. Let me see you do it on this side. Lynn, I forget to switch with you. So this is my bad side, right? So that's why I came up with these variations, right? I had to come up with a way that I could do this. So this is how I did it for this side for me, Lynn. So I have my, I'm wanting to rock back, and I really have to use my hands, you guys. And I have to let my left knee be down and bent out to the side. I can't be over like this. Not yet. So I have to use my hands a lot more. Let me see how Lynn's doing. I can't see in the mirror. That's it, Corinne. There. Okay, we're gonna try one more thing before I let you go onto your back. So now, Lynn, I want you to do this. I know you can do this. Come onto your knees, but go really wide. So there's not a lot of pressure. You're on your hands, let the tops of your feet rest. Come down onto your forearms, okay? So let's create some movement in the hips and stuff. You can be as wide as you want, right? It's like child's pose. Take your pelvis back. And you don't have to be that wide. Think of that you're gonna sit back towards those heels. Oh my goodness, right? Hello skiing, right, Barb? And Lynn, you can lie on your back if you want, or is it better to stand? Where's the trouble? Okay, when you can come to the floor, go to your back and work with your feet. I'm just gonna encourage you that you really have to work with your feet. And we gotta get you so you can get on your knees a little bit. And I know it's gonna hurt, but that's okay. We gotta get you so you can put a little pressure there, even like in this position. But we gotta get your feet better, okay? It just tells me how much compensation's going on, okay? It's not good with those feet, those feeties. Excellent, you guys. Okay. Let's roll onto your back and rest. So feel how your back feels now. For most of you, feel how your hips feel. Feel the opening in the hips and the back. And Lynn, so another way that you can work with this, Lynn, is just on your back, right? So everybody just flex your feet, right? Flex your feet, think of pulling your toes towards your knees. And think of driving your heels away, but don't let your feet flare out. Keep your feet straight, right? Make your feet, right? I tell you, our feet are really interesting. That's it. So, and then flex them, and really flex them. Think, I'm gonna pull the toes all the way down to touch the ground. You know, and so in this range, and then flex them again, in this range, you guys, I know, of all the places we are abusive, we're very abusive with our feet. And so getting this motion back, and I know that it can feel when you're stretching the toes really tight here. That's when I could get some cramping, right? It can feel really tight and cramping under here. And then you go the other way. But I'm encouraging you, if you were to do this every morning, every night, like 20 of these, it's gonna help. These poor little feet hold you up all day long, and we shove them into ski boots, we shove them into skate skis, we shove them into spin shoes, right? We tell them to do all these things, and they get, as we get older, they get funky, decrepit. So really stretch. So when you stretch, point the toes too, right? It's tight. And then flex. Drive those heels away from you. And when the heels drive away, feel the stretch in the calves. And that tells you also how tight the calves are. Pretty much the lower part of our legs is what's doing all the work when we get older. And that's where all this discomfort is, right? I'm guessing for all of you in the room, there's a lot of discomfort from the knee down. And it's like, holy, even the shin can hurt. Okay. Let it go. Let's just rest. Breathe. I told Lynn I adapted this lesson so much for her. There's always room for things. Remember that. Always, always, always. You know, and when it's really hard, when something really hurts and feels so miserable and it feels as if there isn't room, there is room. You know, and that's my job, is to find a little wiggle room, right? But it also tells you, with you guys that are having the cramping stuff, those are signals. This is something not to ignore. I know that's what we do, but it's a signal. Okay, let's try two other things before we roll over onto our tummies again. So with you on your back, okay, we're gonna start to make circles. I do this at night all the time. So let's go counterclockwise. Let's take both of your feet over to the left, up to the ceiling, and then over to the right, right? You're gonna pull them towards you, come up towards your face, over to the left, move the toes away from you, over to the right, and then pull them back up. That's it. So this is another thing you can do, a circle. So I do this at night because my left ankle that I broke, I must pop my left ankle 20, if not 40 times in the evening doing this. It just pops, pops, pops. But this feels so good after my feet being in ski boots. And now let's go the other way, right? And really, that's it, Corinne. Really take them through the range, right? So there's the basic flexion and extension, and there's making circles. And then there's, you know, there's this way to do the circles where the feet are working together, and then you can have the feet going opposite, right? So both feet go out and then come in, and go out and come in, and then they can come in and go out, right? There's options to the circles. And you can then do one foot at a time, right? So this is involving the ankle, the Achilles, the toes. Good. Okay. Let's go back over onto your tummy. Feet are long. And let's just first of all have you sense if just letting your feet rest on the top. Is that a little bit better now? Lynn, it looks better. Yeah. It's a little less painful. They look the most even that they have. Right? So if you just did this every day, just every day work with this. Right? Every day things get a little bit better. Okay, so let's tuck the toes under again. Bring the heels up. Extend the Achilles and the calf. So can you feel your Achilles? Right, the Achilles is way down at the base of the ankle, so if you really stretch those heels, you'll feel a little bit of it. This is a really safe way to get a stretch there. And then let it go. I mean, some people's Achilles are so tight, right? Then they pop it. And do it again. That's it. So each time that you do this on your own, what you do is you look for how to have a little more improvement. So if you're feeling a tightness in the arch when you do this, you just look for it to ease up a little bit. You look for the calves to ease up. You look for the Achilles to ease up, the toes. Beautiful, Bonnie. Okay. So we're going to do it, Lynn, your direction this time. We're gonna now come back up onto your hands and knees. I know you can do this. And so your best way is to be on the right knee. Okay, so everybody get on the right knee, bring the left, right out to the side. Tuck the toes under. Use your hands, Lynn, walk back. See if you can rock back a little bit. And back down. That's it, Lynn. There you go. All right, you're doing better than me. Try to sit your bottom down a little bit. So when you rock back, and you're gonna feel it in your quad, Lynn, that's it, right? Remember, this is my bad side, you guys, and this is as good as it gets. tell you why this is so important. It's so I can tinkle in the forest when I'm hiking. That's it. Excellent. Now, come forward again. Lynn, can you stay there a little bit longer? Okay, use your hands. Okay, really weight bear on your hands, you guys. Toes tucked under. Now, you're going to work with your left leg here. You can turn it in and out, right? Moves your pelvis, right? And then we're going to swing it. So you're going to bring it a little bit forward, come up to standing, and then you're going to swing it back. This is going to feel so good. Oh, swing it forward, come up to standing, and swing it around. And you can even tuck the toes under now. Okay, there you go. Swing it around, come up to standing, and swing it back. That's it, tuck the toes under. Now, from here, see if you can bring the knee up. You're locking your hands and the toes. This is like a runner, and back down. There you go, Lynn. See, you can do these things. Back and down. One more time. Back, down. Bring the knees there. Spread them wide, feet kind of together. Sit back for child's pose. See if we can get your butt lower now. Get those, are the hips getting better? Is the back getting better? Lynn, you did great. Rest. Look at you, are much happier. You know, and I know, and it's painful for me too. It's painful for me too. Just know that. Like what I said to Steve. You know, I wake up and go to bed and it's never, except for when I'm sleeping, is there never a moment where I don't notice my right knee, right? But I still encourage it to move through things. And there's times where it's much worse, right? And then times where it's hardly there. Okay, guys, come back up. Now we're gonna be on the right knee. Is that right? Left knee, sorry, that's right. Give it a try. Lynn, bring this leg out to the side. And Lynn, again, you can be like this, right? So you can have weight over here and you can, you know, you can just play with, I want your hands down, but remember I started with this is, can you bring a little weight and then take it off? Bring a little weight, take it off. The rest of you, you're gonna come back to sitting, right? This is the leg that I can do and I can lift the knee up. How's this coming along? So I want you to do this a few times. And then we can even swing from this position. See, this is easy for me. Yeah, bring that leg up to standing and then swing it back. Oh, that feels good in the hip. Swing it up. That's it. Swing it back. Yeah, so Barb, see if you can come sit back and bring your knee up. See how my knee's up? Maybe you can't. Yeah. See, I'm sitting on my left cheek. Right? So, you know, you guys, even when in doubt, if you can do something on one side, and this is what I played with Lynn like all this whole week, is just sliding this leg in and out, and I'm sitting on this side. You know, so if we could get you to do that. So, no, the good knee. We got to work on the good knee getting that bent. So everybody go to your, does everybody have a good side?
Yeah.
Okay, so the good knee, the knee that you can kneel on and sit on, go to that side like I am, right? And then what you can play with is bringing the other leg, making a circle, bringing it standing, rocking back to squat, right? Doesn't this give you an appreciation for the Asians that can squat in rice fields for hours on hours? Right, it's amazing, right? That's it, Bonnie, and then you bring the leg back out. And then when you're tired, you come back to spreading the knees wide and come back to child's pose. Stretching those hips out. Bonnie, can you spread your knees a little wider? Yeah, now try to sit that bottom down. Yeah. Excellent, you guys. Okay, let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so from here, let's go back to bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And we started with this where you slid your right foot, your right heel towards you, came on the right toes. See how that's coming along. If you can really bring the weight through all those toes and then put it back down. I don't know if you can remember the lessons where we eventually grabbed the ankle and you pulled the heel up to the buttocks, right? That's it. Now that's getting more doable, right? Beautiful, Lynn. And then take it away. So one of the other important aspects, keep trying that, with this work. And it's really why I fell in love with this work. Because Lynn, I was just like you. I felt like nothing was possible. I was in so much pain. And what I learned through this work is that just small little increments, things become possible. And then sometimes they disappear, and then we bring them back to being possible. And now it doesn't mean you get the whole enchilada. That may never happen for the rest of our life, but you get a bite of the enchilada. Now try the other leg, right? So it's just, I think it's so good for people to know with, even with me, and that's why I do this work, I have restrictions. I don't get the whole enchilada now anymore with my right leg. But I'm really okay with that because I look for the bite. I don't look for the whole enchilada, right? I look for the bite. I look for what can I do? And I'm really, really good at staying positive with what I can do instead of I can't do. It's just a state of mind. Okay, now try both feet. Can you bring both feet and reach for both ankles? There you go. Remember? And then we started to pop up the pelvis to stretch out the quads. There you go. Oh! That's it. We'll rest in a minute. Okay. Let it go. Rest with your legs long. Yeah, so I think somehow I learned very early on that when something wasn't available, I just shifted to trying something simpler and found, just kept on looking for, oh, well, I can do this. And it's pretty much what children do. Or the other example, so Lynn and I were the only ones to see Chasing Coral, so if you guys can see Chasing Coral. So Lynn, see if you can guess what my favorite part of the whole movie was. Think of me and what would be my favorite part. Okay, so at the end of the movie, the most darling little baby turtle they're focusing on, and he's trying to make it to the ocean. And he tries, and in the very first shot, of course, only I would notice this, right? He can only he's only using his front flippers, his front feet. And he slips back and flips over on his back. And then he's wiggling around and he finally gets himself back over, right? And so they're filming this, right? It's so Feldenkrais. It was like, I want that piece of the film. And then he does it again. And you watch him, and he gets the right back flipper leg going. And he makes it up to the very top. He's almost going over this ledge where he can make it. And he falls again back on his back, right? And he's wiggling around, and he flips himself over again. And, right, this is the brain. And he finally gets that he's got to use the left side. And then he gets up over the edge, waddles himself to the ocean, and is in the water, and off he goes. Right? That's this work. And he didn't give up. But he didn't have everything in the beginning. He failed. He flipped on his back. He flipped on his back, but he didn't give up. He just incorporated, what do I need in me? Because he's got to get to the water, or he's going to get eaten by a seagull. Right? And wasn't it darling? He was so stinking cute. He was just this cute little turtle, right? Little tiny thing. Anyways, that's what you're doing. And if you're just willing to keep on playing and exploring, things get easier and better. You guys know that coming here. So let's go back to flexing and extending your feet, making some circles. Just play with it. Go one way, then the other way. See how things are feeling. Excellent. Just one more time. Let's roll over. And if you don't want to, it's okay, Lynn. You can just stay where you're at. Like, you don't have to make yourself do anything. You guys come up, hands and knees. So one last little movement. Tuck both feet under. Really use your hands, I suggest, on the inside. And rock back. Now, believe it or not, Lynn, this is easier than me doing one side. See, I can do more here, right? So you can rock back. It might be easier for everybody, right, than the one leg. Right? And if you look, this knee likes to flare out to the side. No problem. Let it flare out. Right? Everybody good? Right? Excellent. Go back to lying on your back and let's rest for a minute, and then we'll come up to standing and we'll do one last little walk in standing. So, maybe when things feel grim, you think of that little tiny turtle. How he just kerplunked on his back in that little puddle. And he's wiggling around. He's trying to figure it out. And he doesn't have anybody helping him. There's nobody there. Mommy's gone. Total survival. He's got to figure it out. And he better get there or some big seagull's going to dive down and munch on him. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left. See how that's